This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for them, you can call in during the show, get you on the air, get your question answered. Our number is 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also give us a call toll-free at 877-235-1310. You can find Klaus Financial online, their website, KlausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. A lot of information about Klaus Financial on their website. You can learn about the different divisions at Klaus Financial. You can also sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a great weekly snapshot that comes in your email inbox each week showing you what's going on in the markets. Also to a link with each week's podcast. If you missed the show, maybe missed part of the show, it's real easy to get it each week emailed to you. Just get to Klaus's website, of course, KlausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And joining us this morning from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. It's a beautiful day.
That's what you were saying. Oh, I'm so jealous. I am so jealous. Malia, how are you doing today?
Wonderful. I was just thinking the same thing. I think I'm living in paradise. And I remembered, no, we're in the Midwest, right?
Exactly.
People don't know how nice it is.
I know. And I was telling CJ before the show, I said, maybe we should take the show outside one of these days.
You'd never come back yet.
No, probably not. They probably would lock me out, actually. Mm-hmm. Of course, they are CJ and Malia, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. As I mentioned, if you have questions for them, they'd love to answer them for you. Get on the air. We'll call right now. Our number is 321-1310. That's toll free, 877-235-1310. Telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Something we've been doing is, of course, the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Another thing we've been doing is reviewing the previous week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and not only get the question, but the answer as well.
Yes, so thanks to everyone who listened last week. A big shout out to our winner. That was John from Dane, Wisconsin. So thanks for listening. The question was, according to the U.S. Census Bureau data, what is the average retirement age in the United States? And so the answer to that was age 63, and the average length of retirement being 18 years. So everyone, again, thanks for listening, and hopefully you can win today with today's question.
Yeah, we have a new question this week and a fantastic prize, as always. This week, a $25 gift card for the Cheesecake Factory. Again, just listen closely to the show. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. We'll tell you how you can win a little bit later on in the show. We got a great topic this week about when it comes to, when you're thinking about retirement, kind of that when question. When is the right time to begin Social Security? And this, there's a lot of variables. I think for a lot of us, especially when we're younger, we don't even think it's like, well, it's just automatic Social Security. I'll take it as soon as I can. There's a lot to consider. Let's talk about when is then the right time to begin Social Security.
Yes, this is an important topic because it will affect the majority, if not all, of the people listening on the air right now. So first things first, whenever we talk about Social Security, we tend to get a lot of questions, and we love questions. So please, if you're listening out there and you have a question about your circumstances or a hypothetical on Social Security, please call in. We would love to hear from you. But first of all, some fun facts. Many people don't realize that Social Security has actually been around for 83 years now. Also, when Social Security legislation was approved in 1935, the minimum monthly benefit was $10 and the maximum was $85. This is, of course, per month. Wow, how things have changed. By the way, some people go, well, how is it so much more now? Well, this is what we call inflation. If you listen to the show, go back to any of our previous shows on inflation. But, a question that comes up is, when can I first begin Social Security? And so most people have heard us talk about this, but the earliest you could become eligible for Social Security is 62 on your own record. You can actually become eligible earlier if you're a widow or if you're disabled, but we're going to set those aside for right now and just say, assuming you're not a widow or disabled, the earliest you could become eligible is 62. Your what we call full retirement age, also known as your FRA, is somewhere between 66 and 67, which we'll talk about here in a moment. And then your age where delayed retirement credits end, which just means if you wait, then your benefit grows and grows and grows up to a maximum age. That age is 70. So, of course, the question becomes, what is full retirement age in regards to Social Security? So FRA refers to the age at which a person may first become entitled to full or unreduced retirement benefits. But what it really is focusing on as it pertains to FRA is the fact that you can be working, earning an income, while drawing Social Security and have no impact on your benefit. If you draw before your FRA, you could have an impact on your income if you're both drawing Social Security and earning income. So if you were born before 1954, your FRA is 66 or younger. If you were born between 1955 and 1959, your FRA is 66 and some number of months on top of that. And then if you were born after 1960, your FRA is 67. So let's run a quick example of this. Mm-hmm. If your full retirement age is 67 and you start retirement benefits at age 62, which, by the way, anybody whose full retirement age is 67 is not yet Social Security eligible, FYI.
No.
Okay, because they were born at 1960 or beyond. So actually, this assumption is a future forward-looking assumption right now. But again, if that was your assumption, age 67 is your FRA, and you start retirement benefits at age 62, your monthly benefit amount is reduced by about 30% from the FRA. Mm. If you draw at 63, it's a 25% reduction. At 64, it's a 20% reduction. At 65, a 13. So on and so forth, all the way up to 67, at which point there is no reduction.
Excellent. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, we'll get you on the air right now. As CJ points out, Social Security, we tend to get a lot of questions because there are a lot of variables. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now and get you on the air. Our number is 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call us toll free, 877-235-1310. And of course, Kloss Financial, you can find them online, KlossFinancial.com, or give them a call. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And when we're talking about the reduction and those type of things, is there an optimal age for drawing Social Security benefits? Is there like that ideal, this is it?
Well, your friends or neighbors will want to tell you yes to that.
Okay.
And the answer is a resounding no, 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 no. No, there is no optimal age. It's a very personal decision. And furthermore, it's dependent upon factors you wouldn't typically think. It's really dependent upon factors like family longevity, right? Need for income, purpose for income, your spouse's age. So there's actually, it's not so much the like how much money did I earn over my lifetime. It's usually the smaller, more subtle things that impact the optimal age for you and your household.
CJ Kloss, yes. Malia. Oops, sorry about that, Malia.
I was gonna say that's the key word, optimal for you, and I think that's what people miss.
And that is and very good information, Malia. As always, of course, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for them, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number is 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online, the website KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss next and take more of your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our lines are open now for your questions and get your answers from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Our number's here at the station, 321-1310, or toll-free, 877-235-1310. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss from Kloss Financial joining us this morning. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Pick up the phone, give them a call. 442-5637. I'll hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Got a $25 gift card, a chance for you to win that for the Cheesecake Factory. We'll tell you all about that coming up next. Talking this morning about Social Security, and as always, we get a lot of questions. And Bob checks in. Bob, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia and CJ of Kloss Financial.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I turned my full retirement age in September of this year. I plan on applying for Social Security in October. Does it make any difference how much money I've made prior to or after September or to the end of the year? I want to avoid any penalty or any penalty that I might have to pay.
Really great question, Bob. So I'm going to tell you this one. It's subtle enough that I would suggest you talk to Social Security directly to make sure you get an answer from them. But our understanding is, and actually this is a piece that Malia is going to cover here in our next segment. Our understanding is that at full retirement age, in the year in which you turn your full retirement age, you can earn something like $40,000 or $50,000 without impacting your benefit. So there's some maximum amount in the year in which you convert over. Malia, do you know more about this?
Yeah, up to $45,360 for this year. So for this year that he's retiring. But again, as CJ said, especially since this is the year you're going to do it, we'd like you to make sure you get the exact facts. But that's our understanding for this year. You do have a little bit of room there to earn extra money, so without penalty.
So, Bob, typically it's like 17-ish thousand is what is the maximum you can earn before they start taking away your benefit if you draw before your FRA. But since you're turning it this year, it's the flip over year, so to speak, you've got a higher limit. But our understanding is there still is a limit there. And so you would need to be careful about how much you earn in that particular year. But again, go to Social Security office and make sure we're correct on those numbers.
Okay, because I'll have probably close to $45,000 earned by the end of September and about $55,000 by the end of the year. So that was, it was a little gray area there for me. I really wasn't sure.
Yeah. And you know what, Bob? You're pretty close there. It sounds to me like you're in a pretty reasonable range where even if you're off by a couple bucks, maybe they take away, $20, $30, $40 of benefit from you. But you get my point. It sounds like you're actually right in that range anyway. So I'm betting you should be just fine.
Okay, but I should probably contact Social Security within the next month or so. Is that correct? I mean, I can apply or at least talk to somebody at least 3 months prior to when
you got it. You got it. Yep.
Okay.
Bob,
well, I listen to your program all the time, and you give me good advice, so thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob.
Bob, great questions, and thank you so much for calling. I almost felt like Bob was looking at our notes when he was asking his
question.
I know. He's thinking ahead, man.
Bob, thanks for the call. That clears open a line for you as well. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, we'll get you on the air just like Bob did. Give us a call now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. The telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. As we mentioned, Bob led nicely into what we were about to talk about, which is, of course, filing ahead and what is your benefit going to look like? What do people need to know? And there's a fantastic website as well, for people. And I know it's been a couple of years since you guys brought this up the first time on the show with me, and I went to the website right away. There's some great resources out there, aren't there?
Yes, there are. So, first of all, congratulations to Bob because he's going to retire this year. That is the goal. So, we like to refer people to SSA.gov, which is the Social Security Administration website. They have so much information on there. And even when you're reading the information and you are getting close, like Bob is, to actually pulling the trigger, we would recommend if you have any questions that you reach out directly to them. But for the meantime, as you're planning your retirement, you want to go set up an account with SSA.gov and make sure that the numbers you're thinking you might receive in retirement from Social Security are fairly accurate. What they're looking at, of course, is your income, taking an average over the last, over the highest 35 years of your income and adjusting for inflation, and they're determining a benefit. So it's nice for you to be looking towards this on a regular basis, you know, every couple years, every year, check it to make sure for its accuracy. What we suggest, exactly like Bob was talking about, that you should apply for your Social Security benefits about 3 months before you want them to start. And when you're filling out the application online, be careful. Easy way to miss this. There's a place where you can ask them to withhold taxes. So make sure you look for that. And for most people, Social Security is taxable. So you want to make sure you have some type of withholding. You can speak to your financial advisor or your accountant if you need to have help and what percentage. But we do recommend that because sometimes it's a surprise. The following year, people are like, I didn't know any of that was taxable, and I just had an extra $36,000 of income or whatever. So make sure you're careful with that. So when we're looking at how much is your maximum Social Security benefit going to be for your particular retirement, what we want to remind you, like CJ was talking about, is different ages and full retirement age is going to dictate how much your maximum is. And we want to remind people that Social Security is designed to replace about 38% of the average American's pre-retirement income, which means it's not going to replace everything. And that's why we spend a lot of time looking at Social Security, making sure that people understand this is a piece of it, but it should not be intended to be the whole retirement income for you. And when we put that in perspective, how much money are we talking for the average American? So if you're retiring at the earliest age possible, age 62 today, your max benefit would be $2,158. That would be the max, depending on, you know, how much you've earned over your lifetime. But today, the average current benefit in the U.S. is around $1,404 per month. So that's about almost $17,000 a year. That's the average. So that's where we're going back to. We don't want that to be considered your full retirement income because it's going to be difficult, obviously, to live just on Social Security. And a very large number of people in our country do live just on Social Security. So we want to help you plan ahead so that you're hopefully not falling into that camp.
Our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Don't forget you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And Todd's checking in this morning with a question. Todd, welcome to Money in Motion. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Hey, thanks, guys. My situation is I'm 67. I'm going to wait till I'm 70 to collect. My wife is 62 and still working. If she would go ahead and file now, I believe I could collect half of hers while I was waiting. But my question is, at some point, can she get half of my benefit if she starts collecting now?
Great question. So for the listeners out there, Todd, I'm just going to kind of frame what you're asking. For the listeners out there, you're entitled to all of your benefit or half of your spouse's, whichever is greater. So Todd, to answer your question, could she start, I think your question was, could she start drawing hers and then you could get half of hers? Maybe. I think it depends upon her age. And at 62, can she draw hers and you get half of hers while leaving yours alone? I think is what you're talking about. And yeah. I don't know that that's the case because I think she has to be her FRA for you to be able to draw half of hers while leaving yours alone. Okay, that's the key here. I don't believe she could draw hers while you get half of hers because she is not yet her own FRA. Now, could she draw now on her own record? You wait till 70, turn yours on at 70, and then she gets a bump up, right? A bump up to half of yours. The answer to that is yes, that okay. She could do that. I just don't know about the former part of your question, right? Which is, can you get half of hers while yours, you know, remains basically dormant? I think the answer to that is no. But again, you'd have to ask Social Security specifics on it.
Todd, I like the way you think. Very interesting question. I do like that. Thank you for the call, Todd. This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you, kick-of-the-tires appointment at Klaas Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that number because coming up the next segment, we will do our Klaas quiz question of the week as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaas, and Charles checks in with a quick question. Charles, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ and Malia of Klaas Financial.
Yeah, quickly, if I file and suspend whenever I reach full retirement at like 67, 66, whatever, can my wife then bump up to half of mine? She's like 2 years older than me, so she would already be on Social Security, and then I would collect, keep building till I'm 70?
Great question, Charles. I love this one. So our listeners have no idea what you're talking about, Charles. File and suspend. Go Google it, everybody. It's a strategy that Social Security Administration has basically worked to shut down. Now, at your age, Charles, because they shut it down for people, I believe, under a certain age. So whether or not you are still able to do a file and suspend strategy is based upon when you were born. So you might have to call Social Security Administration to find out if you're still eligible. But they're trying to get rid of the file and suspend strategy. And it basically was exactly what Charles said. I file, then I suspend my benefit, but that allows my spouse to therefore get half of mine because hers isn't half of mine. And so it's a great strategy. We used to carry it out for our clients all the time.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was a lot of money on the table. And yet, Charles, I would do a quick check on that because that is about a year ago, Social Security came in with a heavy fist trying to shut that one down.
Great questions as always. And don't forget, we do this each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. You can call in, whether it's Social Security or any type of retirement-related question, planning for retirement. You can call right at 8 o'clock. You don't necessarily have to be on that specific topic. We'd love to get your questions answered. These are retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. Don't forget about their website, klaasfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, klaasfinancial.com, and the telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well because it's time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for the Cheesecake Factory. Can't go wrong there. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the average monthly Social Security benefit in the United States in the year 2018? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win this week's prize. Again, a $25 gift card for the Cheesecake Factory. Don't forget as well, that is Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Malia, CJ, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
And Dan Connery comes your way next, right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaas Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.